David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. No matter the time you find yourself in, whether you are in Ghana, you are in US, or you are in the Western countries, you are highly welcome. God bless you so much. It's a blessing to be part of this family. As a faith assembly, we move by faith, we take by faith, and we do by faith. Because we are born for a purpose. We are born for a purpose. Because we have Jesus Christ, and we are born for a purpose. As we move by faith, we take by faith, and we do by faith. Because we have Jesus Christ, and we are born for a purpose. In the next 30 seconds, the next 30 seconds, I want you to connect yourself right now to the Spirit of God. Connect yourself to the Spirit of God right now. It is already done. Connect yourself to the Spirit of God right now. Connect yourself to the Spirit of God. Connect yourself to the Spirit of God. Brother Ben, I see you. God bless you so much, Brother Ben. God bless you so much. Tina, I see you. I see Elizabeth. I see Nenu Gladys. I see the world Araba Arabasika. The Lord has something to do in your life. And the Lord said to me that you have to intensify your prayer. Aramasika, you've not started, but this is your prophetic word. The Lord has something to do in your life. And the Lord said to me that you have to intensify your prayers. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me just anoint myself. It is already done. People of God, the Spirit of the Lord is here already, and I want you to connect yourself to the Spirit of God right now. Arabasika, I say to you, the Lord has something to do in your life. You have to intensify your prayers. You have to intensify your prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and begin to connect yourself to the Spirit of God right now. Yes, anytime you see a new day, Bible said in Mark chapter 1, verse number 35, it says, early in the morning at dawn, Jesus moved away. We call it the secret place of prayer. I told you that we have a covenant of prayer. There's one part of your room you must locate. And anytime you get to that place, you must pray. Yes. There must be one side of your house when you get there, but anytime you get there, whether intentionally or unintentionally, it should tell you to pray. I call it the covenant place of prayer. The covenant place of prayer. The covenant place of prayer. Bible said, and Jacob ran away from his brother who wanted to kill him. And Bible said he got to a place and he got tired, so he decided to rest a little. And Bible said he picked up a stone and lay down. So he has to lie on it. And Bible said at that point he had the revelation when he saw angels descending and ascending. He saw angels descending and ascending. They were coming down and going up. And Bible said the moment he woke up out of the vision, he anointed the place and he said, this is the house of the Lord, Bethel, Bethel, which means that Bethel, Beth means house of of God. El means, or Bet-Al. Bet-Al means, Al in Hebrew means God. Al in Hebrew means God. He called the place the house of God. The house of God. Ha! He didn't call it Bethlehem. He didn't call it Bethlehem, but he called it Bethel. Bet-Al. Bet-Al. He says, this is the house of God. He didn't call it Bethlehem. Bethlehem means house of bread. Beloved, lift up your voice and connect yourself right now. Locate a place in your room, in your house, one corner, that anytime you get there, you call that place Bet-Al. Bado Shabrandi Akabadada. Rande Bado Shebre Kabakadada Shadada. Ha, lift up your voice and connect right now. Beloved, I want you to connect yourself right now with the Spirit of God. And no matter that is going through your head, no matter the bed, no matter what, you have a place of prayer. Bible said Jacob was loaded because his life was under threat. His own brother was after him. His life is under threat. He has to run away from his own house just because of a little mistake. The Bible said he got to a place and he got to know that, no, I am not alone. I am not alone, for the Lord is with me. And where I am standing is the house of the Lord. Beloved, wherever you are right now, I am here to tell you that as you are connected to this life, you are in the house of the Lord. Lift up your voice and pray and connect your spirit to the Spirit of God right now. No matter the challenge, no matter what you are going through, I want to tell you the scenario of Jacob. He was running away. He thought he was alone. He thought he has a lot of burden, but the Lord showed him to him. He got to a place, he said, I am tired, let me rest here. I don't know what woke you up this morning. I don't know what brought you here this morning, but I'm here to tell you, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. If you're under the sound of my voice, I tell you, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. Your journey, whatever the struggle may be, no matter what it is, I say the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you, somebody. The Lord is with you. Beloved, the Lord is with you. Can I hear somebody shouting hallelujah to the Lord? Can I hear somebody shouting at a comment session hallelujah to the Lord? Can I hear somebody shouting hallelujah to the Kabadosha Brandia Kabadaba? Somebody connect yourself and connect yourself because your time of manifestation is just near you. 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 Let me hear people at the comment session shouting hallelujah, shouting hallelujah, shouting hallelujah, shouting hallelujah, shouting hallelujah. Hallelujah, Paka Pado Shetete Rende Beko Shabrande Kabaraba Roto Shekadehonta Brandia. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, who died and on the third day he rose again. If Jesus has not risen up again, what will be our faith in the Lord? What will be our testimony? What will be our gathering? What will be somebody lift up your voice in prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer. No matter what it is, I am here to tell you that the Lord is with you. The secret place of prayer. This is the secret place of prayer. The secret place of prayer. Rande akabadosha takadaba. Somebody, are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? I say, connect yourself. You are saying, Spirit of God, take over me now. 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 Spirit of God. Take over me now. Rakoparo sheni atata rende kapaka padoshe rete kada kada. Beloved, I am here to tell you, the Lord is with you. Now tell yourself that the Lord is with me. Tell yourself the Lord is with me. Somebody tell yourself the Lord is with me. Tell yourself the Lord is with me. Somebody tell yourself the Lord is with me. I said, tell yourself the Lord is with me. I said, today is a different day altogether. Today is the first Saturday of the month of April. This month of April has its own tricky stains. But hear me, the Lord is with you. Hear me, the Lord is with you. Begin to pray and say, oh God, I know you are with me. Lift up your voice and pray and say, oh God, I know you are with me. Say, oh God, I know you are with me. Lift up your voice and say, oh God, I know you are with me. Oh God, I know you are with me. I know you are with me. Lift up your voice, somebody. Alabako parosha, alekade ketadede, rande padoshe iande brandiata, rakapakadoshe kade, randa tatatata, marando shekade kade bede, rakete kade mosha brandiata ba, rakapakapada bada, rakoshe kade de, maranda bakade mosha kade de, rakete kade bede doshe kade bada, rakapapaya. Are you praying somebody? Let me hear you pray. Yes, Lord. Beloved, here this Bible said that, and Jacob was left alone. As you are alone praying right now, hear me. There are things in the realms of the spirit that will happen, so you have to be very, very conscious of yourself. Hear me, Bible said that, and Jacob sent his children, wives, and everything out and said, go, let me be left alone and let me see the face of the Lord. And Bible said immediately somebody encountered him. Now, every day what I say is that in the realms of the spirit, there are things that happen to you. Either the devil will attack you or God will come and visit you. Either the devil will come and visit you or God will come and visit you. So as you are sleeping right now, it's either God is working on you or the devil has come. Hear me carefully. Right now, your first prayer you are going to pray and say, oh God, Father Lord, any negative energy, being used by the devil, every encounter of the enemy. Some of you, as you went to bed, you saw yourselves as places that you don't need to be. Right now, any spirit of darkness that have entered into your life through your dream, through the place that you are, through your location right now, you are declaring that spirit must move away. Right now, you are declaring fire. I want to see somebody sending fire at the comment section right now. Somebody send fire right now. That anything that encountered you, as you went to bed or in the night, may that thing catch fire. Energy and the power of darkness, right now, sense of fire, rekatakatebe, rekashakadiyatabadaba, rakapakapadoshade, rekakabadiyatabadoshan, rakadiyatabada, rakashakadaga, randepadoshaba, can I see somebody send a fire? Can I see somebody send a fire? Can I see somebody send a fire? Rakateyadoshade, marande paroka. And the thing that entered into my room, and the thing that entered into my dream, and the thing that encountered me in the night, let it catch fire. In the name of Jesus, beloved, we found ourselves coming from a continent whereby anything happens. Listen to me. We are in a continent that the battle of power in the realms of the spirit is very high. Hear me. I always say that the oldest country in the world is Egypt. Listen carefully. Before, Egypt was the greatest country in the world. Yes. And when God decided to deliver the people of Israel from Egypt, there was what we call the power of struggle. The power of struggle, whereby power of show forth, show me your power. So Africa, or the continent we live in, is a place of power show. Amen. Power show. This is a place whereby anything can be used against you. Even the cup in your room can be used against you. Yes. Anything can be used against you. See, you are going to pray right now that anything of the enemy against you, you cause fire. Now lift up your right hand wherever you are. Say, I break every witchcraft pot. I break every witchcraft pot over my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break every witchcraft pot over my life. In the name of Jesus, any pot they are using against you right now, I break every witchcraft pot over my life. In the name of Jesus, somebody lift up your voice in prayer. Are you praying somebody? If you are here and you don't feel the power of God at where you are, which means that you are not connected. If you are here and you are not praying very well, you are not feeling the power of God at where you are right now, at your location, which means that you are not praying well. See, pray with faith. Believe in the prayer section. Believe in whatever step you are taking. Believe in every word that you are uttering. Believe in everything that is surrounding this. Listen to me. This is not a time to sleep. And we are not here to joke, neither are we here to play with the devil. No. When the devil gets you, he makes you useless. Ha! Beloved, I want you to pray. Say this after me and say, I break every witchcraft pot. I break every witchcraft pot over my life in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft board over my life, I break it in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer. Every witchcraft pot. Catch fire. Every witchcraft pot. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying? In the name of Jesus Christ. Now lift up your right hand wherever you are. Anything being sent to you to get you frustrated, anything being sent to you right now, you are sending it back to sender. Tell that thing that now you are at a secret place of prayer, back to sender. Invoke the power of God over your life right now. Say, back to sender. Every evil pot, may it answer their honest in the name of Jesus. Anything being sent to you, back to sender. Somebody, are you praying? Are you praying, somebody? Back to sender.
Come on, one more time.
In the name of Jesus, I don't know, but today we are praying against every pot. Any pot that your life has been set into. Anything that is cooking your document, anything that is cooking your marriage, and rande kapa kapa, anything that is cooking your progress, anything that is cooking your relationship, anything that is cooking your now, lift up your right hand and shout after me. Say, every wicked pot cooking my affairs, be roasted by fire. Every wicked pot cooking my affairs, cooking my life, be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, somebody lift up a voice and prayer. As you pray, believe that it is done. As you pray, believe that it is working. In the name of Jesus, in the cooking pot, wicked pot, cooking your marriage, cooking your relationship. Maraka bakadoshe, rendiata bakadabaha. Some of you, rendiata bakadabaha. Rendiata bakadoshe, in the name of Jesus, rendiata bakadoshe, diata. Rakadabadabadabaha. Rakadabadoshe, diata. In the name of Jesus. Today I am charged with my spirit. Don't be here alone. Share with somebody right now. Ha! We are moving into a different atmosphere right now. We are moving into a different atmosphere right now. Share with somebody. Invite somebody right now. Yes, that family member, that brother, that sister, listen. Even the person you feel that is the person against you. Listen to me, share to them. When they hear the fire will burn them. Marando shakadagada. The moment they come under the sound of my voice, they are not under my voice, but they are under the sound of the Holy Spirit. Now, lift up your right hand. Shout after me. Say, you curse of miscarriages. You curse of miscarriages against my womb. Break by fire. Break by fire. You curse of miscarriages against my womb. You curse of miscarriages against my womb. Break by fire. 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 I said, as you pray, you believe. You curse of miscarriages against my womb. Break by fire. Break by fire. Lift up your voice in prayer. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Somebody send fire. Send fire. Hapato shete tete. Rekata bakata badado shete tete. Pray by fire. By fire, 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 by fire. Rakapakapato shetada. Rakadikato shetada. Are you praying somebody? Every case of miscarriage. You know, when we mention miscarriage, people think that it is only concerns with the womb. See, some of you, you are pregnant with money. Some of you, you are pregnant with a certain breakthrough. Some of you too, you are pregnant with children. Some of you, you are pregnant with businesses. See, as you are moving about, you are like a pregnant woman who is about to deliver. There is a certain marriage in you which you have to give birth to. There's a certain business in you which you have to give birth to. Some of you, there's a certain child inside your womb which you have to give birth to. So when you are walking like somebody who is frustrated, like a woman who is under pressure. There's a woman that is due to deliver. You can't sleep. There's pressure on your head. There's pressure on you. No matter it is, I say that it is a kind of pregnancy. And every case of miscarriage that you may not see, you may not see the manifestation of it. Every case of miscarriage against your womb, against your womb, lift up your voice and pray that every case of miscarriage, of miscarriage, of miscarriage, catch fire, catch fire, break by 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 fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. Break by fire. Every curse of miscarriage. See, I am serious with this prayer. I am very serious with this prayer. Ha! See, sometimes you can be due to deliver and you have miscarriage. When I mean you'll be due to deliver, you can feel within inside you that something is good is about to happen. You can see that this process that you are going through, you have to deliver. This business must work. You are pregnant with certain business. You are pregnant with certain marriage. You are pregnant with certain promotion. But you cannot see it before you realize something happens. Before you realize something happens, the man want to disappoint you. That man want to disappoint you. You have been in it for some time. That man want to disappoint you. You are waiting for that pregnancy. You can feel inside you that something will happen before you realize something else happens. It's not only pregnant women who are pregnant with babies get miscarried. You, some of us, some of you, you are pregnant with money. You are pregnant with something, maybe a visa. You are pregnant with a certain job outside this country. You are pregnant with something, and that thing must manifest. Yes, before you realize miscarriage happens. Before you realize miscarriage happens, now lift up your right hand. You are praying this prayer again. Say, yeah, you curse of miscarriage. You curse of miscarriage. You curse of miscarriage against my womb. Break by fire. 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 Now. 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 Are you praying somebody? Somebody pray. 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 It is done in Jesus' name. Yes, it is done in Jesus. It is done. It done. It's done in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's done. Somebody, are you praying? It's done in Jesus' name. I want us to pray this prayer the third time. I feel within me. See, nobody here will have miscarriage. You hear me? You will not have miscarriage. That should be in your spirit. That should be in your head. That should be in your mind. That should be in your heart. You will not have miscarriage. You will deliver. You will deliver. Whatever thing you are pregnant with, I tell you, you will deliver. Whatever thing you are pregnant with, whatever thing you are pregnant with, whether traveling door, whether traveling opportunity, whether business, whether marriage, whatever thing you are pregnant with, whether a child, spiritually, your years back, I prayed for a woman got pregnant, got married in our church, one of our church leaders. And the lady was brought to the church, and within 5 months, she was pregnant. And beloved, hear me. Before she will see, she cannot feel the pregnancy again. She cannot feel the pregnancy again. The thing will go. The thing will go. You not see anything. Maybe 2 weeks time, she will begin to feel that there's something. When she will go, sometimes she will go for scandal. Tell her that there's nothing in your womb. Are you sure you are pregnant? beloved. Ha, she will go. So questions were raised, and I said, we serve a living God. I said, we serve a living God. One day I went to bed and I had a dream that somebody comes to sit beside her. The dream was like she has given birth and somebody comes and take the baby away. The person will go, sir, and bring the baby. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Then I told the madam, I'm going to go through with you some fasting and prayer. I know maybe you may think you are pregnant, but I tell you, we will go through this. We'll go through this. Your blood was shed and you tore through the curtain. After the process, 5 months she gave birth. So I can see. 5 months. I remember in the church at that time, we were in a wooden structure. And when it rains, water will come into the church and people will be sweeping. On that day, a lot of people didn't come to church, but the husband came to church. She herself was not able to come to church. On that day, the Lord said to me that He's going to do something. I don't know what the Lord is about to do. When I began to minister, He gave me this quotation. Luke chapter 1 verse 37. For He said to Mary that for with God all things are possible. For with God all things are possible. And I told the husband, listen to this, listen to this. The Lord is saying, for with God all things are possible. Ha. On the next day, which is Monday, I was in a car coming and I saw the husband running. Coming to the church, I saw the husband running. I don't know what he's going to look for. In the next 1 hour, he called me from the hospital that I should pray. Man of God, please pray for us. My wife is at the hospital. He said, in the next, after calling me, in the next 41 hour, the wife delivered. As I'm talking to you now, he's having about 3 or 4 children. I am here to tell you, anything you are pregnant with, anything you are pregnant with, you will deliver in the name of Jesus Christ. You will deliver in the name of Jesus Christ. Not by my power, not in my name, but in the name of Jesus Christ. Not in my power, not in my name. Not in my power, not in my name, but in the name of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again on the third day. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 You will deliver in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, you will deliver in the name of Jesus Christ. You will deliver in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Say to yourself, whatever that I'm pregnant with, I tell you, some of you are just waiting for the manifestation of the things in the spirit. I said, you are waiting for that manifestation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Beloved, we are moving into a different realm. We are moving into a different realm right now. I want you to connect yourself right now. I want you to connect yourself right now. You are going to pray your last prayer points, and then we continue from there. Today, the Lord has given me something to be given to you. Why is Edith? Why is Nana? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Why is Sister Elena? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Brasami, are you there? One person, the team. Where is Seiram? I've not seen Seiram today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The team, is everybody here? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Randa bagada sheka da da da. Rabakado shabrande atabado she. Rende bado shabranda bakosha diatabada. Right now, whatever that comes out of your spirit, begin to say it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If it is a prophetic word, just declare. Are you sure you are the secret place of prayer? Are you sure you are the secret place of prayer? Are you sure you are the secret place of prayer? Are you sure you are there? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Share to somebody right now, quickly, 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 everybody. Now, select five people. Select five people. Five people. And share to them right now. Five people in your contact. Five people. Right now, share to them. Five people. Share to five people. This is a prophetic. You know, whenever you hear me mentioning a figure in a live session like this, it is what is being said into my spirit. What is poured into my spirit is what I pour here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just share to five people right now. If there's somebody you can call, pick up your phone, call the person to wake up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Brother Ben, God bless you so much. I see you. Somebody was sharing a testimony with me, and the person was sent me a message. He says, please, I want to talk to you. The person was like, I want to talk to you. The person sent is outside this country. The person was, I want to talk to you. So I said, okay, in the next 1 hour, you can call. But the network was very, very bad. The person will say, I will call you. I want to talk to you. I thought there's a problem. I thought there's a problem. Because the way, so I begin to pray about it. Then the person came out, and the person said, "Papa, you see, last year I joined, and after the service I told you something that is a secret in my life, and I'm working on it. I have tried, I can't stop. And she said, December, when she spoke to me about it, and I gave her some directions to follow, people of God, she said, up to now, that thing has not happened again. Beloved, I always tell people that by the grace of God, there's a certain grace of God upon my life. I have never been to the house of any juju the whole of my life. I am not a perfect man, but the perfection of Christ perfects me. But the perfection of Christ covers me. I am not a perfect person, but there's a certain grace upon my life. And I tell people that until that thing works, we are not giving chance about you. Yes, when you come to me, I'll tell you the truth. When you come to me and you tell me about issue, I will tell you the truth, because you are not the one that called me. Yes, you are not the one that called me. He that sent me, I must speak his word. So what the Lord speaks into my spirit, I cannot say everything. I'm not God. So what God gives unto me, I give unto his people. I'm just a messenger. By the grace of God, a lot of people have received. And I tell people that when you come here, connect with your heart, connect with your faith, because that is what is going to work for you. Connect with your heart, connect with your faith. Hey, we serve a living God. We know what God has done. No, I am telling you, by the grace of God, I am young, but I've worked with the Lord for a long time, and I know what God can do. Even the things that my mind cannot reach are the things that God does. Your problem is the small one. Do you know people that God has touched? People that doctors have taken their womb out. Their womb are being replaced. Master, don't go there. What at all are you going through that the Lord cannot do? What issue are you facing that the Lord cannot solve? Hey, what at all? What issue? Hold on to him. Psalm 91. If you have your Bible, go to Psalm 91 and let me share something with you quickly. What God cannot do does not exist. Psalm 91. What at all that is bothering you? What at all? Randebado shabakadada. I feel within my spirit that the Lord is giving something to somebody right now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus, receive it now. Receive it now. It's for you. It's for you. I said it's for you. It's for you. Receive it now. Receive it. 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 Ah! Receive it. It's for you. Grab it now. Grab it now. Grab it now. Grab it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive it now. Psalm 91. It's a popular scripture that we have been reading all the time. But the Lord said that you speak to somebody's spirit right now. He says, whoever dwells in the secret place of the Most High. I'm reading from New International Version. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. My God in whom I trust. My God in whom I trust. I want you to take note of this thing. My God in whom I trust. My God, share it within your spirit. My God, in whom I trust. My God, in whom I trust. Yes, my God, in whom I trust. Rate kapakoshe. Reke yamadoshe breka bada bada. Rate kadabadosha. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, what God can't do. Bible says in Psalm 125, verse number 1. It says, they that trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. We cannot be moved, but endure it forever. Ha! They that trust in the Lord. That is my popular scripture. They that trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but endureth forever. Another version will say, but abideth forever. They that trust in the Lord. I trust in the Lord. Ha! 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 Say to yourself, I trust in the Lord. Say to your spirit, I trust the Lord will do it. I trust the Lord to do it. The secret place of prayer. Beloved, a lot of us, I don't know where we are. Our secret is our strength. Our secret is our beauty. Our secret is something we know best. You will never call unto God until that thing fails you. After wasting that time. After wasting that time. When things are messing up. That is when we run to God. And say, oh God, oh God, oh God. So we end up receiving the giftings, but we do not have a relationship with God. We end up enjoying the giftings, but we shouldn't forget the Bible says that a lot will say, I did this with your name, I did that with your name, and I will tell them, I don't know you. And I will tell them, I don't know you. It means that you just came to enjoy the food. You just came to enjoy the dance. You just came to live life. but you have nothing. So those people, the little problem, the little problem. So they only intensify their prayer or go to the secret place to pray. Bible said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. They will come and enjoy the shadow a bit and move away, and they become a prey to the devil. When there's problem, they will run back. They will come and enjoy. But Jesus said, I will tell them, I don't know you. I don't know you. Even pastors, men of God, prophets, Jesus will tell you, I gave you a gift and I cannot take the gift back, because Bible said that he gives gifts without repentance. The gifts of God are without repentance. So God can use anybody, because everything in this world belongs to him. He can choose to use anybody. God can choose to use anybody. I always tell people that today, if I decide not to worship God, there will be thousands of people who come up and worship him. There will be thousands of children that will be born to worship him. If I decide not to do the work of God, there will be thousands of pastors. There will be thousands of prophets. There will be thousands of apostles. One time, Elijah was running away from Jezebel. He got to a place and said, God, kill me. Kill me. This same Elijah, after calling fire from heaven to burn the sacrifice, and he killed thousands of Baal prophets, this same man, he got to a point he has to run away. He has to run away for his life. I don't know what is pursuing you. I don't know what is after your life. I don't know. But I want to remind you of something. The secret place of prayer. The secret place of prayer. The abode of the Almighty. The shelter of the Almighty. The shadow of the Almighty. Beloved, I don't know what you are going through right now. Elijah even ran away. He was running away for his life. He said, oh God, let me die. Let me die. All the prophets have been killed. It's left with me alone. That is why I tell people, if you decide not to worship God today, if you like, stop going to church today. If you like, stop going to church today. People will fill the church. Decide not to worship God. People will worship God. One time, in Matthew chapter 3, John was preaching to the people. He said, if you people decide not to worship him, God has the power to raise people from the stones to worship him. I think John got the revelation that man was created out of the dust. Out of the dust. So if it's out of the dust man was created, stones can also be used for creation. Beloved, I want you to have that secret place of prayer. I told you the last time that there must be a place in your room. As a child of God, there must be a place. See, not all of us can see everybody and their gift. There are some people, when something is about to happen, they begin to feel it. Some of us, nothing. Some of us are also dreamers. But I'm here to tell you, this secret place of prayer you must have in your room. I call it the covenant of prayer or the altar of prayer in your room. It could be in your room. It could be maybe in your kitchen. Maybe in your hall. Maybe on the compound. Anytime, fortunately or unfortunately, when you get there, it should tell you that, I must say something. Yes. One moment you get there, that thing should tell you that no, it is time to pray. And you must say something before you leave there. Even if you are passing by that place, the moment your leg steps there, you don't know where you are standing. Ha! Maybe one side of your bed, the moment you lie there. Now, let me tell you the revelation. When we started, I told you that Jacob was pursued by his own brother. His life was under threat. I don't know what is pursuing you, but I want to tell you, run to the secret place of prayer. I don't know what is disturbing you. I don't know what is fighting your life. But what I know is that with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Somebody, can I hear you at the comment section writing, for with God, it will be possible. For with God, it will be possible. For with God, it will be possible. I want to see people writing at the comment section. Declare your faith at the comment section right now and say, for with God, that thing will be possible. It will be possible for me. It will be possible for me. It will be possible for me. Declare your faith now. For with God, it will be possible for me. Declare it. Yes. Declare it. For with God, it will be possible. And Bible said, Jacob ran to a place and he got tired. He said, I'm tired. Let me die here. And Bible said, he said, let me rest here. Genesis chapter 28. And Bible said, as he was lying down, his eyes were open. He had a vision. Kabadoshe, Rani Badosha, Rakapakabadose. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I don't know where you are right now. Maybe you are in your room, you are standing outside the compound. Maybe you are at a workplace, maybe where you are now. Can you change that place into a grounds of prayer? Can you change that place into a grounds of prayer? Maybe you are sitting down. Can you begin to say something? Can you begin to say something out of your spirit? Rande, marande. Can somebody groan right now? Somebody who is ready. Who is ready to deliver something inside you? Something inside you. I feel it manifesting. Something inside you is manifesting. Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And Bible said, as he was lying down, he had a vision. He saw angels descending and ascending. It means that the angels will come down and minister unto him, and then they will go back. Some will come and go. So information, which means that where he was lying, and Bible said when he waked up, he said, Kai. He said, hey! Hey! I didn't know where I was lying. Some of you, your room, where you are lying down. Recently, I was telling somebody that something happened. I was telling somebody, see, this person that is about to enter this room, the person must find a strong spiritual person, a pastor, to come and pray in that room. If not so, if that person goes and stay in that room, some of you, the compound you are on is your problem. It's your problem. Some of you, even the room you are inside is your problem. It's the cause of your problem. Some of you, there are certain friends, certain people close to you, they are your problem. They are your problem. And some of you too, you are not aware that the land you are in, you are on, is what is protecting you. Say, that is why you must be aware of your surrounding. I tell people that anytime you join my life, make sure you see that this place has the Spirit of God. If you cannot feel the presence of God, must I leave? If you cannot feel the power of God, leave. Yes. You must feel the power of God. You must be impacted. Elijah did not know that where he was standing, the angel of the Lord is there. And God said to him, hey, Elijah, shut up, cry. He was given some food to eat. He said, Master, go and continue your job. And the Lord said to Elijah, Master, you are saying that you are the only prophet left. There are thousands of prophets out there. See, that day, Elijah ended his job. Listen to me. I am teaching you something. That day, Elijah ended his job. As a workman in this ministry, the moment you feel not to do the work of God, God will raise thousands. I have experienced it in the whole of my life. I have been in the house of the Lord. And I've experienced those days when we used to sing in the church. Hey, wherever I will get to, they will handle my mic to me. Wherever I will get to. If a church is weak, the moment I get there, even when I come late, they will handle mic to me. Then we begin to feel some kind of pride. We think when we are not there, nobody. Those times we were playing drums in the church. And we think we are the best. By the grace of God, I can play all the instruments in the church except trumpet. By the grace of God. Ha! And we used to feel. We never knew that there's something called grace. That we don't deserve it, but God has given unto us. That we must hold it well. Ha! One day, I decided not to go to church early so that they will see my importance. I never knew that I was not doing anything for anybody, but I was doing something for myself. That day I didn't go to church early. When I got the praises, come and see praises. Praise is near the saying. Praise is near the saying. Ha! The next time you run early and go to church and you'll be fighting over Mike. Come on. Praise is near the saying. Praises. Ha! Church was good. Church was good. Church was good. I tell people, when you don't feel the power of God and you are not being fed well at the church you go, change your church. Yes. When you don't feel the power of God there and you are not being fed well with the word of God, change your church. If your church is all about prophecy, change your church. You must be fed well. If your church is all about healing, if your church is all about prayer, change your church. You have to be fed well, because you will need it, because that is what moves you. Beloved, I am taking you to a different level of understanding now. Thank you, Jesus. I said, if you are not eating well in your church, spiritual food is not being given to you, change it. Yes. Change it. Yes. Shabarosa. Randikaba. Beloved, that moment when Elijah said, ah, there's nobody. Bible said, God said to him, go. When you go, you will meet a young man called Elisha. Anoint him. You are done with your work. Anoint him. And Bible said, what Elijah came to do, Elisha came to do double. What Elijah came to do, Elisha came to do but double. What am I talking about? Be under the secret place of the Most High. Be at the secret place of prayer. When we mean prayer, prayer means receiving from the Lord, relying on the Lord, receiving from Him, and using what He has given to you. Listen, prayer means relying on the Lord. That is why they say prayer is a communication between man and God. It means that relying on the Lord, receiving from the Lord, and using what He has given to you. Relying on the Lord. That's why sometimes we cry, oh God, help me. That is why sometimes we go into our secret of prayer, secret place. Today, I have to prophesy into the lives of somebody. Yes. Yes. From today, I say, everybody here on this life, you must have a secret place of prayer in your room. And some of you, your bed, there's one side of your bed. When you sleep, you have great dreams. Anytime you have a certain, you know, sometimes you don't take note of certain things until somebody brings your mind on it. And I'm bringing your mind on. There are certain parts, and that's why sometimes somebody will say, hey, today, what is happening? Where I slept, may I go and sleep at that place again? Because some things will happen in your life. I see something happening in somebody's life right now. I see a move of God right now. I see a move of God right now. I see a move of God right now. Jacob didn't know that he was sleeping in the house of God. He saw angels descending and ascending, secret place. And Bible said he called that place Bethel. Bethel. But the English will say Bethel. Bethel is in Hebrew they say Bethel. Al means God. He said, this is the house of God. He said, this is a house of God. The Bible said he anointed the place. If you have anointing oil, that place that you have been studying, whether it is outside of the compound, go and get anointing oil, anoint that place. If it is one side of your room that you have been praying, just go and anoint the place. A certain place you have been sitting, whenever you sit there, you have to pray. Let me tell you from today, where you have been sitting from combo, and then you have been thinking, you have been thinking, you have been thinking. I want you to change that place into your seat of prayer. If you want to think, if you want to think, the moment you go and sit there, you put your hand under your chin, and then you begin to look straight. You will be as if you are watching TV. You are not watching anything. You are watching your mind. Your mind is telling you so many things. From today, I change that place into a place of prayer, a place of covenant. Any place the devil has designated for you, that whenever you go there, you step there, a dream, you'll be thinking, there's one side of your bed, the moment you lie on it, your eyes cannot close. You'll be thinking, I change it in the name of Jesus. By the anointing of God that works upon my life, in my life, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to heal the sick, to heal the brokenhearted, to deliver those in chains. I deal about those shackled. If the devil has bonded you with chains, that chain is broken. That chain, if you have been cut in any prison, right now, you are coming out. 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 Yes, there is a change. There is a change. Somebody should call Edith for me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody should call Nana for me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are praying for them wherever they are right now. May the Spirit of the Lord deliver them. May the Spirit of the Lord deliver these two names that I mentioned. May the Spirit of the Lord deliver them. May the Spirit of the Lord deliver them in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for them. Bible said, do unto others as you want others to do for you. Pray for them in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost right now. The Spirit of the Lord. Let the angels of the Lord visit them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Let the Spirit of the Lord, let the covering of the Lord be upon them right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God, 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 Spirit of God. Yes. Yes. Now, I want to pray for somebody right now. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, if you are looking for the fruit of the womb, just put your hand on your tummy right now. Put your hand on your tummy right now. I'm making some declarations right now. Even before my need, you were working on my behalf at times when I could not see. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, put your hand on your tummy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, right at the comment section, it will manifest. Right at the comment section, it will manifest. Speak your faith right now. Those looking for the fruit of the womb. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Say it will manifest. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Say it will manifest. It will manifest. It will manifest by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare upon your life, I am here for everyone, but I'm not here for everybody. Jesus came into the world, but not everyone received him. Yes. Receive it now by faith. Receive that child. I give you 1 year. I give you 1 year. In the name of Jesus. I give you 1 year. You will come back to testify. Mark this date down. I speak out of my spirit. As Eli said to Anna, go, your prayer has been answered. That is the same thing I say to you. Go, your prayer has been answered. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I feel strongly within my spirit. I feel strongly within my spirit. I feel strongly in my spirit. It is happening. It is happening now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. The Lord is giving you a child right now. Somebody is here. Your heart is beating. Your heart is beating. As I begin to declare, your heart begin to beat. Your heart begin to beat. The Lord is giving you a child. Your heart has started beating. As I begin to declare, your heart has started beating. Your heart has started beating. Your heart is beating so fast. It's like you are afraid. It's like you are afraid. Receive it now. Receive it now. Ha! Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of the Lord. Minister unto your daughter right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. 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 Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Write this date down. That a prophetic word was spoken into your life. Right, 6th of April, I declare upon your life, a year by this time, A year by this time. Ha. Ha. In the name of Jesus. Yes, by the grace of God and the hands that were laid upon me, the anointing of God that is upon my life, may it work for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm praying for three particular groups of people. The second one, I've prayed for the first one. The second one, those who are preparing for your marriage, looking for marriage. By the grace of God, I have that grace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. Marriage, you are looking forward to marry. Say this after me. I want you to write in the comment section. It will happen. How many months are we left? We are in the fourth month. In the next 8 months. In the next 8-9 months, Kabadoshe, before the end of this year, even if the man is not ready, giving you excuses, he must be ready now. He must be ready now. In the name of Jesus Christ. He must be ready now. Ha. He must be ready now. She must be ready now. Yes. She must be ready. Ha. Say it will happen now. It will happen now. It will happen now. I declare upon your life in the next 8-9 months. Yes, it is happening. In the name of Jesus. Within this space in time, I declare upon your life right now. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ, it will happen in the next 8-9 months. I declare, so shall it be in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ha, the atmosphere I have gotten into. Somebody, you must be ready to receive. You must be ready to receive the atmosphere and the condition at which I've gotten into. You must be ready to receive. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The presence of the Lord is here. You must be ready to receive. Receive now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, receive it. Receive that ring now. Receive that ring now. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Yes, it is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I am praying for number three. I'm praying for those who are looking for traveling door. Some of you are in the preparation, traveling door. Yes. If you have not made up your mind to travel, you are not part. I'm speaking to people who are taking steps to travel. Yes, I am speaking prophetically. And what the Lord directs is what I say. Hear me carefully. You have desired to travel. You are looking for that door opening. Yes, you are in the preparation. You are almost there. Yes, you are almost there. You are almost there. Kabadoshete. Rinkapakadoshe. Maranda bakosheki yanda brandi. Nothing will stop your breakthrough. Now, I want you to write it. Nothing will stop me. You know Nothing will stop me. The door has been opened. Nothing will stop me by the devil. Yes. Nothing of the devil will stop me. Nothing of the devil will stop me. Declare it. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I declare upon your life. For Bible said that the Lord said to Abraham, move from your father's house. Move from your father's house. Move from your father's house. Yes, Kabado Sheriana Brandiata. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord connect your foot unto a land of glory. May that door be opened for you. In the name of Jesus. Ha. We are in a situation whereby we have to pray concerning that. It's just like you don't have money and you have to pray for money. There are some people, they don't pray for money because businesses are working for them. Yes. Sometimes I don't feel that we have to pray even for traveling. But anything your power cannot do, you must rely on God. Anything that you don't have the privilege and opportunity, you must rely on God. Yes. 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 It is your the responsibility of parents to take their children to school. But it will get to a point that you want to further your education, but the money is not there. As a child of God, you must pray. It is your responsibility of your parents, too. But at this point of time, it has become your responsibility to pray and seek the face of God. There are things that we must not even pray about, which naturally we must receive. But the conditions of life has made it so. So we must call on the intervention of the Lord that brought us. Now I declare upon your life, now those who are about to travel. Yes, you are about to travel. You are about to travel. You are about to travel. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. I receive my own now. In the name of Jesus, receive your own now. In the name of Jesus, receive it now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive that grace. That grace is falling upon you. That door is open. Receive, receive, receive that appointment. Receive that appointment visa. Rendi apadoshi. Receive it now. Receive it. I see somebody receiving. Yes. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Receive it now. Making declarations. Habadoshi riata badadaha. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it. Ha. Receive that grace. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. Kabato shediata brandiata. Let the spirit of the Lord move. Let the spirit of the Lord work in your life. My God. My God. My God. Yes. Bible said the kingdom of God suffered violent and violent men take it by force. If your the family member says you will not receive it. Now, send fire to them. Say, it will happen. Kabada makata tata tata. Whatever prophetic word I have poured here, if your family members say you will not receive your portion, send fire, 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 send fire. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Ha! Red tech, da, da, da. Whatever prophetic word I have poured here, if your family members say you will not receive it, if that friend that close is close to you, if that woman, that person that have allowed him or herself, him or herself to be used by the devil against you. If there's, my God, they will leave your house. See, I declare, somebody will leave somebody's house. Some people will even break friendship with you. Don't worry. Don't worry. You know, God, to me, because of my faith, I have a dangerous faith. I move in certain dimensions. Whatever that happens, I take it in good faith and move on and tell God, God, it is by your will. I'm in your hands. I am in your hands. Yes. Beloved, right now, if anyone says somebody is close to you, see, anyone, may fire consume them. May fire consume that friendship right now. Some people have opened themselves up and they have been used. They are being used. Not that they are bad people. Not that they are bad people. Listen to me. There are some people, they are not bad people. They are not witches, so they are not wizards. So. But they are a tool. They are tools for the devil. That is the pot. That they are the pot that the devil uses to watch you. They are certain people. They are the pot. They are the camera. They are the camera in your life. See, they are certain people. They are the camera in your life. The camera. I said, they are the camera in your life. They are certain people. It's not that they are bad, though. Camera is not bad. But when a camera is being used against you, it means that a camera is against you. Not that they are bad. Not that they are witches, so. But they are being used as a tool. Closeness to you. Every information. If there's such a person in your life, living in your house as a friend, whether you know that person or not, whoever it may be, may the fire, somebody set fire.
It is that in Jesus' name, all we're waiting is the manifestation.
Yes.
Somebody just open your mouth.
Beloved, if today is your first time joining this life, please kindly follow me. Kindly follow me quickly. Follow me quickly because I have something for you tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a dangerous time. Tomorrow. If today is your first time, we meet here 4 a.m. Saturday and 4 a.m. Sundays. Every Saturday and Sundays, 4 a.m. GMT. If you are in America, it could be around 11 or 12. Yes, 11. Yes. If you are in UK, the same time. But if you're in Germany, maybe it will be like 2 a.m. for you. My God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ha. Ha. Anyone close to you, I don't know, my spirit is telling me that there's somebody here. There's somebody close to you. There's somebody living in your house. That person must live. That person must live. The person is not a witch. Listen. The person is not a bad person, but that person is a tool. That person is a tool. Rande kaba kaba. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That person is a tool. That I declare as a prophet of God, if there's any friendship, I disconnect that friendship. I disconnect that friendship. Now, I disconnect that friendship. Now, I disconnect that friendship. I disconnect that friendship. I disconnect that friendship now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening now. Let me declare to one or two people's life right now. Thank you, Jesus. Taba, 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 taba. Taba, 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 taba. Let me locate somebody right now. There's somebody I must find here. Is Arabasika here? Arabasika, are you here? Arabasika. Arabasika. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Arabasika, see, there's a manifestation in your life. Arabasika, are you here? Ha, Bado Sheka, da 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 da. Let me locate somebody now. If I can even locate one person. One person. One person. Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you are here, you are born on 10th of March and 10th, I'm locating two people, 10th of March and 10th of January. You are here, 10th of March and 10th of January. The Lord starts to pray for you. Of March and 10th of January, Kabadosha. Look at the two people now. Let me know that you are here. Marando Shek. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 10th of March and 10th of January. The Lord shall you pray. Let me do it quickly and end. Kabadosha Dabarandiata. Rando Shek. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I connect you to the altar of grace now. I connect you to the altar of grace. I connect you now. Now, 10th of January, the Lord said, I should pray for you. The devil has planned death for you, death for you. I am praying for you. Some of us, when we come here, I don't know whether we are sleeping or our mind is not here. But if you know that person, 10th, later, the person will call you and say, I am the one. See, the atmosphere we operate here on a live session or in church is different from the atmosphere at which the prophet has done his work. It's totally different. 10th of March or 10th of April, January. 10th of March, 10th of January. 10th of March, 10th of January. The 10th of March, God is about to lift you. God is about to lift you. God is about to lift you. He said, I should tell you that on the 10th of this month, which is April, you should have done this thing last month, but there's a chance for you. Is the person here 10th of March? Now I declare, as a prophet of God, the Lord said, I should tell you this. From 10th of April, 10th of April, find children, about 100 of them. And get something and share for them. Because he's about to do something in your life. Get children, 100 children. Listen carefully. 10th of March. If you are here, children and said to them, for the Lord is about to give you something which I don't know. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Which I don't know. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And you yourself, you will come back and testify. You come back and testify. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, the one, 10th January. Last time, I have been looking for that brother. I'm not able to get him. See, the brother entered the life, and I gave that brother a prophecy. Like, we were closing. Our time was about for us to close. And I gave that brother a prophecy. And unfortunate for him, the life ended. And also, when he called me, I was in a tight corner. Before I finished, a lot of people have called. So calling him back became a problem. But still remember within my spirit, I don't remember the number. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I release grace upon every soul here. May you receive grace for greater works. This month of April is your month to explore. In the mighty name of Jesus. Arabasika, hear me. Take this month serious. Take this month serious. Divorce. Take this month serious. I wish every 2 days in a week you can fast and pray. I wish. That is my wish. Because it will prepare you for a manifestation. It will prepare you for a manifestation. Now, let me prophesy. Cecilia Asante, let me declare upon your life. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Beloved, there are some numbers here being shared. If you want to get in touch, just WhatsApp me on the first number. Just WhatsApp me. Don't call, but WhatsApp me. I will call you myself. So WhatsApp me and let me know. I will call you myself. Right? Let me know. If you want to be part of the group, we have a group that we pray every day. A WhatsApp group that I connect with people in when we are not here. Yes. So you want to be part of Faith Assembly. This is Faith Assembly. My name is Apostle Jonathan Anan. And you are blessed. You are blessed for being part. And I want you to be part of this family. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. Now, hear me. Hear me. The numbers there. All right. I pray for you that the glory of the Lord will fall upon your life. Dola Daniel. Dola Daniel. You are April born. I declare upon your life that the Lord will show you mercy. The Lord will show you mercy. The Lord will show you mercy. In the name of Jesus. I don't know why I pray this prayer for you, but the Lord will show you mercy. Okay? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The numbers that are being shared, one is my personal line. So just WhatsApp me on that line. Just WhatsApp me on that line. God bless you. Just WhatsApp me on that line. The second one is our information number. You can call that number for any information. And if you want to sow a seed, you can sow a seed into that number. The second number, the 0244, is our seed and information number. If you want any information, you can call that number. Yes. But if you want to be added to the group or want to speak to me personally, Don't call the number. Just WhatsApp me and I myself will call you, or I will add you to the group myself. Yes, it's my personal number. Don't call me. Don't just call me. Just WhatsApp me. I will call you myself. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me pray for somebody. There's one person I have to locate to, or the person is not here. Now, I pray for every soul here. Now, when you are sending your seed, at the reference, write, pray for me. When you are sending your seed, reference, write, pray for me. Do the reference, pray for me. And when we see it, we'll pray for you. Yes. If you are sending a seed, just write, pray for me. And we are going to pray for you. This is Faith Assembly. We move by faith, we take by faith, and we do by faith. May the Lord bless you. Now, I pray for every soul here. I pray, if today is your first time, may you follow me quickly, because you are a blessed person. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord guide and protect you. May the Lord uplift you, and may the Lord show you mercy. I pray that every tormenting spirit that has been tormenting your life, today is their last day. Their torments has come to an end in the name of Jesus. Now, you that you are pregnant with any breakthrough, may you begin to manifest it. I say you will deliver in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all, do unto you and show you grace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Beloved, once again, this is Faith Assembly. My name is Apostle Jonathan. And as for this place, we pray and share the word of God. Yes, we are basically rooted with the word of God. Yes, and prayer. So if you want to pray, you want to hear the word of God, just join us. And the Lord will use his word to manifest in your life. God bless you. As I said, if you want to sow a seed, just use the second number. That is 0244-616-936. And write the reference part. Write, pray for me. Now, tomorrow, 4 a.m. will be live. 4 a.m. GMT. That is Ghana time. Or GMT. 4 a.m. GMT will be live. And please, whoever has been here today, make sure I see you tomorrow. Because tomorrow is going to be prophetic and the direction of the Lord. Make sure tomorrow you get an anointing oil beside you. Today, as you are going back, or the day, make sure you get an anointing oil. Make sure you get an anointing oil. Yes, because tomorrow is the first Sunday of the month. Am I right? First Sunday of the month. And we are going to anoint everybody. Make sure you get an anointing oil. God bless you. God bless you. May the Lord be with you. I see everybody here. I cannot mention every name. I see Brother Sammy. I see Mama Mogre. I see Cecilia Santi. I see Prince. I see Jifa. I see Diwas Araba. I see Dola Daniel. I see Meno Gladys. I see Nana Yebo. I see Madame.